Welcome everyone here today and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and I'm happy to today's very beautiful way begin the new year today and this morning. Just New Year start, you know, a few hours ago, and we are still, you know, doing this morning, packed, you know, like receive teachings, and also the other thing is, you know, do meditation practice. That's how New Year begins. And that's a very good way to New Year begin. And then today I like to talk about how New Year resolution. What is really, I think what we need to do this year is, you know, people always say they can do something. What you can do this year, most important is, you know, sometimes people losing weight, some people gain something material or like vacations. But I think in 2017, you know, like I went to this morning downstairs, Paul's place. He set up his Shen room, meditation Shen room. You know, like that means you're doing practice. You know, has beautiful meditation Shen room. And then last night, some other people talked about their 100 days challenge meditation practice. You know, I think all these things are good, you know, goals. Therefore, I think 2017 is how to improve our meditation. We really know how to, you know, goal is how to, but first is how do you really know practically. Sometimes the problem is we thought we know how to practice meditation. What is really, but most people just sit there. They don't know how to practice. The number one is, it's not impact their lives because we don't know how to practice meditation properly. Therefore not impact your life. There are many philosophies, you know, lots of techniques. And techniques and philosophies, many things, but, you know, many methods, but actually you know how to practice meditation. You really know, you sit down, you know, in a cushion, you know how to do that. I think that means the number one goal is we know how to individual person determine, define what kind of meditation they do. You know, I'm saying, you know, I'm doing, you know, shamatha meditation, or like pristine mind meditation, or like mindfulness, or thing. You need to know, you know how to do that. And then second is, if you know how to do it, and then improve your mind. I think it's a very important one, is how to improve my mind. You know, there are two things. Improve your mind is first, number one is how do you, you know, your mind is become more clean or more pristine. That's one way you improve your mind. Say, oh yeah, 2016 is, I have distorted mind. You know, everybody does. And, you know, distorted mind. But 2017, I have more pristine mind. Compare, you know. And that's another goal. You say, oh, I have two, you know, you can do this. I have more pristine, you know, 2017, my mind is more pristine than 2005 or 6. There's distinguish. Difference, you know. I think that's really important. That's the priority. That's New Year's revolution. I think 2017, my mind is more pristine. That's one thing. And that's improve your mind. That means, how do you improve your physical, you know, body? It means your body is more healthy, yeah, more losing weight, you know, like that's really our, you know, more have energy, more strength. Similar, how do you improve your mind? Become mind is more pristine, means, you know, more clear, more like it, the more your mind is pristine, the more you have, there's a strength, there's fearlessness comes with that. That one thing, you know, become more mind is pristine, that's one way improve our mind. The other thing is, also, not just only improve pristine, mind is pristine, you need to improve your mental events. You know, like, and improve mental events means what? You know, like 2016 or 15, my mental events are very negative, you know, like, and it's uncomfortable, you know, like, my thoughts are, you know, like, very negative or, like, uncomfortable or, you know, like, distorted, you know, like that. But 2017, I have more positive thoughts. That means the more positive thoughts means you improve your mental events. You know, therefore, you need improve more pristine mind. You know, we have more pristine mind. That's really another goal. And then it's, yeah, I have more positive thoughts in 2017. You know, and that really means even if we have mental events, the mental events are more positive, helpful ones. Therefore, if you say, oh, my mind is more pristine, mental events are more positive, that means you improve your mind. That's the way you improve your mind. Yeah? And then if you're do improve these two things, and then you improve your perception. Your perceived world is totally different. You know, most people think, you know, world is determined how do you feel. But it's conditioned, but only our perceptions determine what we feel. You know, our perception mainly negative. Even if you see something positive, we still see negative judgment. And our mind is completely pristine. Even if we see everything, it's just, you know, more good things we see, good things, bad things we see, not negative reactions, more feel compassion. Therefore, you know, bad things react in compassion, there's tolerance, there's patience. You know, you see bad things, you know, and positive things create more positive energy. That's really how someone has really, really extraordinary mind and pristine mind. And that means external world is conditioned, as you know, mainly determined by your mindset, your mind. And that's really understanding. And therefore, there are so many people suffering in this world. The reason is, the number one reason I saw is, they don't want to develop themselves. They always blame others. This problem, this. How about you? I'm not a problem. It's not me. You know, there are many people, you know, number one failure, you know, people, relationship failure. Some people go through so much relationship, they're always failure. Or that person's problem, and then this problem, then that problem. Then 10 people fail. So, how about you? These people make me suffer. Therefore, they always blame outside, you know. And then you don't want to fix yourself, then they're always same. There's no improvement. And then the same as anything, happiness, joy, and everything, we just always blame circumstance. And that really never think about, you know, someone says, you know, like, you have something problem your stomach and always blame, you know. Even you eating healthy food, always you blame the food, you know. You always blame externals, but not internally. Therefore, my own, they call it self-reflection. I think self-reflection, therefore, once we improve ourselves and then improve our world, and therefore, how do you improve yourself? Start examine yourself. Mahaprabhu Rinpoche says, examine yourself and accurately, without bias, and then you found out, and then that means sometime to realize, you know, oh, you know, I need, you know, transform myself. And I think there's two things. There's people understanding physically, they understand that, you know, I need to work out myself. You cannot say, I'm sick, but this person's problem. You cannot say that. You can say, oh, I need eating right diet, exercise. That's really where to the go. You know, that's really the solution. But we understand physically, but still we don't understand our attitudes. We never understand that way. Mind, you know, mental, emotional, you know, anger, frustrations, everything's, you know, how do we fix these things? And I think, therefore, number one is the meditation, everything is, it's not like blame circumstances, and also improve your mind. If you improve your mind, 70 problems your life is disappear automatically. Really, I think that's my own personal anything, but how do you problems, and because when your mind is more pristine, your thoughts become more positive, and then what happens? Maybe you have more tolerance, maybe you have more patience. And maybe previously you see negative, you are no longer see that's negative. And all things are like start without doing anything. This is called improve your mind. I think that's one number one. If you want happiness, fulfillment, a good connection, other things, everything starts you, you know. And therefore, how do you change in yourself is through practice meditation. And I think this is very number one. That's really our, I think, this year's priority, improve your mind. Improve your mind. And also examine your mind same time. Examine means we have thoughts, beliefs, system, ideas. They are accurate or not accurate. These things we need or not. Sometimes we don't need these things. Therefore, we think we need, but we don't need sometimes. And, you know, like, therefore, that's more thesis. I don't need this belief system because it's garbage. you feel good, you know, the old clothes, you feel good, you throw out, yeah? You can take, you know, like, there's a goodwill. You take care, you take this, oh, there's so many old socks, you know, shoes, anything. I don't want that, you know, you give this, feels good. But same is old belief systems. Old belief systems are really, really makes always complicated. And then you just took them, it feels good. Much better than, you know, taking shoes, you know, like Salvation Army. I'm teasing. I think we learn, you know, it's this is the learning. Still we are, you know, early ages. How do you transform our mind? That's really our still human beings need to know. You know, we are very technologically sophisticated, but how do you transform? We are not sophisticated. You know, it's very behind, way behind. Technology is very high, the medicine, everything's high. But how do you transform? Still, we are very. No, very not that sophisticated. People don't know how to do that. Therefore, so many success people, their mind is really complicated, difficult. You know, like it's really wild. You know, like so many. You know, like musicians die very early age. You know, like and people have no idea. There many people into drugs. You know, all sources because it's, the problem is we need more work of mind. We don't know how to do that. All these things, the sign is, you know, we don't know how to transform the mind. I think we need to pay attention to that more. That's how do you do that is improve our mind. I think that's really, it's not, I'm just saying improve mind. I'm talking about how improve your mind. And you need to say it clearly, otherwise, you know, just improve my mind. You don't work, just make statement, you know, make statement. And then I say two things, improve my mind, and you know, like, you need to have more pristine mind. And your mental events more positive, yeah? That's really improved. These things improved, and then really, you have, let's say you have more positive mind, your mental events mainly positive, and that means you have definitely positive reaction. Anything you see, anything you hear, wherever you go, you have positive, healthy, happy reaction, yeah? Reaction is good, and happy reaction. But our mind is the opposite one. Our mind is distorted. Our mind is controlled by negative thoughts. And we have negative reaction. Whatever we see, wherever we go, whatever we do is always complicated, difficult, you know, that means unhealthy mind, yeah? An unhealthy mind, and we don't want to go unhealthy mind direction. And then here, I think you focus this year is what important priorities, you know, how do I have more pristine mind, and my mental events are more positive, you know, positive. And then that's really important. I think, let's say, 2017 is, my mind is much more pristine. I think that's really important. And sometimes, you know, like, let's say you practice many years meditation, your meditation is very good. And then you obsess your mental events, and then sometimes obsess mental events, and then you ruin the meditation. For example, let's say do this. Someone's everyday exercise, very everyday exercise, 1-2 hours go to gym, but they eat bad food same time. But one way your health is improving, but you're eating bad food, and you're not, you know, going affect opposite effects, you know, affects, you know, bad negative impact your health because you're eating bad food. Similarly, even if you do practice meditation, you know, every day, but you obsess mental events. Like, for example, give like election, this year's election. I give this example because if you do meditation every day, but you obsess election, and every day and you're watching news, and every day, you know, people thinking, talk about that, that's, you know, that's like you exercising, but same time, you're eating bad food. Because you thinking of election, that's reinforce your mental events. And that means you feel, oh, my meditation is good, but what happens suddenly? Because we are so invested in that mental events. The mental events become reinforced, they take over. That happens because we are too much give energy that mental events. And that means we're doing, you know, meditation, but also we are meditating election. You know, every time you read, and that means we are meditating mental events. And then people feel, oh no, I do meditation many times, very good, I'm very special, but also I'm here, you know, like this, you know, election is bothers on me, you know, why? Because the real reason is we give that mental event some validity, and you know there's identified, there's very strong egos identified that particular area, then ego is reinforced, and when ego is reinforced, there's strength, you know, like they hold there, and that means like when someone's every day eating, you know, exercise every day, but eating junky food. And then, you know, now there's battle. Yeah, there's battle going on, and who wins? That the wins, that, that's, you know, you feel that direction. That means, for example, 2016, but we create lots of mental events. You know, like an entry events, but 2017, I think we need to have, you know, more positive mental events. Positive mental events means like, how do you have, you know, we already talked about pristine mind. Let's talk about how to positive mental events. Positive mental events, you know, I was talking about in the book, there's, you know, four contemplations, focus more precious human life, impermanent death, and the cause and effect, the nature of samsara, means the old nature world, and these things, they say, is create positive thoughts. And then it's also also focus love, compassion, rejoice, impartiality. Also, that increases also positive thoughts, emotions, and also mental events. And like, for example, I was talk about last time, I think sometime I taught this. If your mind is clear, yeah, your mind is pristine, but at the same time, and you have more energy, more presence, and then you need to have more positive thoughts. Positive thoughts are very important. Let's say, for example, you look at something somewhere, you see something. If you have compassion, then you feel that there's energy of compassion. Mind is pristine, same time, you have compassion, there's energy of compassion. But you don't have compassion, you look that, you feel nothing. There's no energy. Just maybe, okay, you didn't notice. But there's compassion, you feel that compassion. Compassion is not like that feeling sad. Compassion is feel warmth and connected, feel grounded, and feel, compassion feeling is a very special experience, very special feelings. Feel connect, feel, warmth, and also feel, they call that is a tenderness, and, feel, I feel happiness there. Happy means mind internally feels good when you feel compassion. That means I call that happiness. Feels good internally. And that is called so positive mental events. Feel compassion means, my all beings have had, free from suffering, conditioned suffering. You have everyone to not have pain. It's not have pain means just not someone's sick, but just every individual, even if someone's not completely healthy, Paul or Josh, for example, I have the compassion for them, even when they're not healthy. I need to have compassion always these people. You understand? Paul and Josh, they're good condition. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, I have compassion naturally. Because what my compassion says, I have compassion means, I don't want, I have that compassion, that means I never want to suffer Paul, let's say, Josh. If I don't have that, then maybe I'm harm. I don't have that attitude, maybe I harm or I don't care Paul's suffering. But I have that attitude, I don't want to suffer Paul mentally, emotionally, and physically, or I don't want to just suffer mentally, emotionally, physically. I have that attitude, even if they're completely okay, and then that's my attitude. That's my, mindset. And that means that my actions, everything's, follow that attitude. Then therefore, there's no way I can harm Paul. But I always have bad, always have, that attitude. Whether we are talking, whether we are fighting, whether we are disagree, any time I have need that attitude. That's real compassion is that. It's not like some feeling. And means in some, feel come. It's not that. Even you fighting someone, even if you disagree with someone, you know the other person, you don't want to suffer. Doesn't matter, and that is called compassion. It's not like that, feel sorry, that kind, put down. It's not, that's called, it's not a compassion, let it be put down, maybe. But whatever you do, you see other person is, you don't want to suffer that, because they're just like you. That compassion. love is very important also. you want to be happy, you know, everyone. Also Paul and Josh, for example. Paul and Josh, you want to happy everyone. Whether I fighting or disagree, even if you are no longer friend, still, I wish they're happy. If you have that attitude, then that's best communicator, you know. Whether, you know, I disagree with him, I'm fighting him, Paul should have never happy. I never have that. And someone you have genuine love, have that kind of attitude. It's love is just attitude. It's you need to develop that. And, you know, you think about it slowly, slowly, and in conclusion, say, I wish everyone has happiness and conditions happiness. You have that attitude, then, you know, you always be with, you know, even if you're, you know, like even if you say, you know, something, you know, directly, but still you have that attitude. And therefore, the love and compassion, focus that. This, you know, creates more positive mental events. You know, mental events, let's say, now let's talk about this, you know, container. This container is clean, you know, and then put the water is very clean, and then you drink is very healthy, yeah? And container is clean, and the water is clean. Similarly, your mind is pristine, and your mental events are positive. That's all. That's called, you know, healthy mind. That's called perfect mind. And what we need to do is, you know, right now I'm talking about improve our minds more pristine, access that, and also mental events are more positive. You know, I think mental events are more positive. This is, you know, like, therefore, if let's say, if you develop one compassion, you know, develop your mind, you cultivate one emotion, let's say compassion. If you develop compassion, let's say you don't have right now compassion, then you develop one compassion. One compassion alone creates multiple positive thoughts in your mind. You know, changing the environment in your mind. You know, for example, there's dark everywhere. You illuminate some light, and then you see, you know, there's every night dark here. You put lamp, and you see the circle. You create huge area. There's light, yeah? And similar, your mind is just ordinary thoughts. You know, I like this, I don't like this. I'm just, this is my shoe, this is my house. And just ordinary thoughts, you know, in your mind, something going on. And you put inside there compassion. Let's say you put inside compassion that illuminates around your mind, and there's create many disappear more negative thoughts. Many negative thoughts create more positive thoughts, and more positive thoughts, you know, like born with compassion. Oh, I say I have compassion, Paul. Oh, you know, even I have more tolerance, Paul, because I have compassion, Paul. Because compassion, tolerance go together. And tolerance and patience, understanding, you know, seeing the big picture, you know, like not always react each momentally. And if you react momentally, easy to come down, maybe. And, you know, like, and then compassion create more other thoughts. Same as love. And, you know, all these things, love and compassion, all these things are part of meditation. That means improve your mind, improve your mental events. Improve your mental events, improve your life, yeah? Improve your life. How do you transform your life? Two things. You need a more pristine mind. You need to have, you know, improve your mental events. That's very easy, obvious, yeah? And obvious. And that means improve, for example, more pristine mind means, you know, you lose the negative. You know, like you lose negative emotions, And for example, many things. For example, you develop compassion, you maybe lose anger, like 5 pounds. Lose anger, it seems, you know, mentally, emotionally. And therefore, I think we need to have, you know, not, oh, just meditating, that's it. It's not. We need clearly what we need to do, you know. Therefore, I was, it's a very profound experience and also very, very special experience. This is therefore, improve our mental events, and then we have more pressing mind. That is called, you know, that's called improve your mind, and then also improve your life. And think that's really our new, this year we need 2017 is that. And therefore, I was, you know, how do you do that? You know, I just talk about mental events. How do you improve? You know, there's four. In my book, they're called four facts, and the person in mind that also talk about their details about how do you improve that four facts, and therefore you contemplating that, you know, and then why they improve. Improve your mind, because if we focus positive and you know, increase positive thoughts, mental events. If we focus negative, then increase negative thoughts, emotions. And therefore, and how do you increase positive mental events? And because then we may focus like these four facts, and then also four boundless ones. You know, love and compassion, joy and partiality. And these things are, we are called meditating these things. Think about. And that's our job. And therefore, I think that's really key to happiness every day. How do you happy every moment is how mind, that moment your mind is. And that moment your mind is more pristine, you have more thoughts or emotions you have, definitely, or he or she is today happy because he or she has some degree of pristine mind or more positive mental events. It means that day he's happy there. And that can detour. If someone's happy, you look, you know, their mind. You ask questions, what's your state of mind like? Oh, and this, and what do you think about it? You always found out their mind is clear and their mind is more positive. But sometimes people are depressed, angry, you know, like feel, you know, like empty, you know, like feel discontent. You see that moment, what is found out is people's mind is more distorted, and mainly then the mental events are negative. They're unhappy equals, you know, you can write down when you're unhappy day, what is your mind state mind like that moment? You see, found out always negative distortion. So when you're happy, what do you find out that day? You see your mind is clear. And then also you have more positive mental events. And that really, really everybody's experience. And therefore, that's the case. And, you know, what we do is, the number one is have more pristine mind, have positive mental events. And that means we always feel joy and happiness every moment. And also, there's fulfillment. You know, that's really a brief, you know, review about this, you know, today, 2017, we need to do this. It's very, very important. I think this says if you work your, you know, you transform your mind this way, that means every area of your life changes, feels very differently. And therefore, I was many years I went to talk meditation. It's not just only you talk meditation, but it's a big impact. That's my goal. Impact everybody's. I mainly focus, you know, when I talk meditation, it's not intellectually some ideas, but how do you really focus is transform human life. How do you, you know, transform human mind? That's really our meditation is. It's not really you know, some religion, some ideas. How do you transform your body? You know, then there's ways to do, but just don't do, you know, say, you know, do something. But there's a way to do where you need to clear how to do that, yeah? And similar, how do you transform your mind in the same way? And that means, you know, that's really our, the I want to do is very practical and very direct approach. And that's really our, this meditation is. I was... Many months this year, no, next, last year, no, last year, I went to different places. What I see is, for me, any other meditations for, you know, new people, someone's never heard meditations, very hard to dress any other meditation. But easy to dress pristine mind meditation, even if someone never heard. Because I just mainly is very, very direct. If your mind is polluted, you feel this. Your mind is pristine, you feel this. It's very easy to talk about. Like this, you know, pristine mind is like saying, you know, when your mind is, your body is unhealthy, you feel this. Your body is healthy, you're feeling that way. And it's very saying similar. One is talk about body, the other is talk of mind. My approach is when I talk mind, then it's very easy when your mind is polluted, and I talk about what is mind is polluted, what is pollutions. I always talk about thoughts, emotions, and, you know, beliefs. Many different kinds of thoughts, emotions pollute your mind. Then how do you, you know, remove these things? It's very direct for me. It's, you know, talk to someone even new, because why it's very, for me it's very easy, because this is truth. I'm not talking about some belief system or someone don't know anything. I was talk about everybody's feeling. What do you feel, you know, and what we feel, why we feel this way, you know, it's everyone's feelings and their experiences. Directly I can talk about it, then I can have more confidence talk about that, because you feel unhappiness because, number one, your mind is distorted, number two, because you're completely identify your mental events. It's very easy. That's why you're feeling unhappiness or stress the same way. You know, why you feel happiness? Because your mind is clear, your mental events are more positive. It's a very direct, you know, experience. And that really, even if someone never heard meditation, I can easy to dress and pristine mind meditation. And the reason I was talking about this is because it's very practical. We need a very more practical and really direct approach. And then I want to transform everyone's life this way. You know, that we have here, I think everybody's priorities, you know, like reshaping your mind. and I think now we have a short break and a little bit, and then we come back, we have a little bit practice meditation, and doing lots to practice meditation also, and some question answers. Thank you. Okay, welcome back today, you know, this afternoon. No, this morning, not afternoon. I was thought we have lunch, then come back. Then we wanted to do the how to clear, you know, clarify your mind. But the very wonderful thing is, your mind is already pristine, but how do you know? Then mental events came; they obscured your mind, and then it means. Then how do you relieve mental events? Then just you gain your original nature. That's it, you know. Like, and this, I think, almost scientific. You know, because the really I'm saying, because Your mind is involved conditions. The combat conditions impact your mind. For example, something you have negative, your mind is involved negative condition, then impacts negatively. And positive condition impact positively, yeah? Good, bad things impact you. Mind is focused in all external conditions that impact your mind, yeah? And that's really the almost scientific. Your mind is about all these things. Let's say your mind is not involved external conditions. What happened then? Then all conditions disappear. Yeah? All conditions of mind is disappear. Because mental events cannot survive. You're not focused external conditions. Because all 100% mental events come from focused external conditions. Good, bad, positive, negative. They're the conditions. Yeah. And the more you focus, the more you have mental events. Yeah. The more your attention goes outside, mess with conditions, positive or negative, good and bad. You and me, you know, like ugly and beautiful, clean and unclean, you know, like, you know, this is yours, this is me, this is my problem, it's not my problem, it's your problem, you know, it's not your problem. You did this, therefore I'm very upset. And no, that's not true. And you know, all these things are, our mind is involved, these things. And then our mind, we have more mental events, yeah, create more mental events, all between all this argument or this. And that's really almost scientific, yeah, experiential. But let's say you're not focused all these things. No conditions, no positive, negative, good and bad, clean, unclean. You know, you and me, you just not focus that. What happens? All these events fall apart. All events vanished. Because they cannot survive, yeah? Cannot survive. There's no way they can survive. For example, you took this old wall, yeah? Then this ceiling comes down. You cannot survive, you know? Ceiling comes down. Similarly, if you not focus any external conditions, your mental events cannot survive. They just disappear. They disappear. And that's almost scientific. I think that we can call it, because that's really art, like that. Therefore, during the meditation, what we're doing is, we are not focused external conditions. Yeah? We are not focused external conditions. We are not focused past and future. When you are not focused past and future, not focused on anger, unhappiness, sadness, or negative emotions, or positive emotions, love and compassion, you know, gratitude, all these things, and positive, negative, both mental events cannot survive, they all disappear. When they all disappear, and then mind is really shows original condition, yeah? What's originally conditioned is free from mental events. That's really originally mind is. And then you arrive there, it's called your mind. It's innately pristine. That's we arrive there. We see that. They call direct perception. And then therefore they say, Sanguru Rinpoche, Pama Sambhava, don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. And then because they're the, you know, producer of mental events. They're the producer of mental events. Focus past and future, and you know, stay present moment, and leave your mind alone. Yeah, leave your mind alone. It's not focused in any. You know, just leave your mind just as just way. You know, stay with your awareness, and stay like that. It's called meditation position. Meditation. Not position, I don't know. Meditation technique, like something like that. And then, and if you do that, there's meditation experience is dissipating mental events, It's just naturally dissipating. You don't need to do anything other than just leave your mind alone. That's only you need to do. That's only, you know, you need just leave your mind alone. That's only you need to do. There's nothing you can do. There's no require anything. Yeah, require anything. That's only you need to do. You have one job. It's leave your mind alone. That's only you have one job. And if you do that, then experience naturally kicks in. Yeah. Experience naturally kicks in. What is experience? Is downfall or dissipating mental events. That's naturally occurring. If you've done one thing, you know, naturally mental events are dissipating. Or maybe you're already there, maybe. No one knows. Someone's really meditating, just sit there, they're already there. You don't need dissipating mental events. Maybe they don't have mental events, maybe. They just sit here, they're the best position. You know, sometimes, you know, many times, you don't have, you know, lots of mental events. Dzogchen, Mahamudra teaching, just what is really is, remind yourself, that's it. You need to remind yourself. Remember, stay present moment. Or I need to be present moment, leave your mind. You remind only that. It's called, that's called mindfulness. That mindfulness many times used. And mindfulness means remember, stay present moment. That's called mindfulness. Remember, you know, leave your mind alone. That's called mindfulness, this contact. And remind yourself, oh, And also not just only that, when your mind is disturbed, unhappy, and then remember, mindfulness, remember stay present moment. And then you just remind yourself. They call that requires mindfulness. And then it's just remember then everything's, you know, become, you know, like a pristine experience, all mental events falling apart. Therefore, you know, when we're meditating, what we do is not involve any condition. Just stay where mind is, just as it is. If your mind is still not a condition, without a condition, and mind is different, expose its own nature. I don't know if that's a good word. Expose its own true nature. It's actually its healthy, pristine state. That's really, really beautiful. I think mind is, whether you are angry or fearful, worry, doesn't matter. Mind is pristine. I think that's really good. And it's really, really good. And there's big hope. You know, the whole world is crazy. People are really, things are difficult. It's like bad. But very, I always have hopeful. When, oh, no problem, my mind is... Oh, no, world is crazy, doesn't matter. You know, like, I don't care, you know, world is crazy, you know, like, they're crazy, you know. My mind is pristine, you know, like, it's really... That's really always gave me hope for, you know. It's not like world is horrible, my mind is dark, then it's very... very, you know, like, challenging, scary experience, you know. But it doesn't matter. World is always chaos. You know, it's nothing new. But the only wonderful things, you know, like my mind is, you know, pristine. There's a book. There's a very good quote of the Ngoro Rinpoche Padma Sambhava saying, you know, like I think this is very special. This is special. Can you read this?
Yes,
that one. This one. And that really, and it says, it doesn't matter. It's amazing, he says. Your suffering or anger, it doesn't matter. It's amazing. It's, you know, it's amazing sometimes we don't realize.
Guru Rinpoche Padmasambhava says, how ironic that we have not recognized something that has been with us for so long. How ironic that even though it's as clear and brilliant as the sun, it is something so few people ever see. How amazing that no matter how much happiness or suffering we experience, our pristine mind never changes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, like, it's sometimes reading like that is really, really changing the experiences. You know, reading that kind, you know, like, it's very important. It's not like, you know, like, you know, the world is so horrible, not focused that. Then read that in more. That is more you experience. Doesn't matter how world is chaos, you have a good state of mind. And then there's people have, and you know, like that kind of diet, mental diet. You know, when I any time, how much I have bad experience, anything, I read like this kind of books, completely shifted my mind. I feel totally different, and very, very, you know, completely transformed. And therefore, and you read, and I think this is very important. Like that, and you know, it's almost medicine like that, and that's really important. And then that's the reason, and I think you know, doing pristine mind is meditation, and all any forms of meditation is very important. And therefore, and then now it's time to, we want to do practice meditation. And the goal is, you know, we have this awareness to stay with the pure awareness. Pure awareness means awareness is this moment shining, and then stay with that, not any external conditions. And you know, like, I think we need training that is meditation. You know, you're trained, not caught up external conditions. You're training that. The more we do that, the more we learn. I know how to caught up external conditions. 20 minutes. That means you're learning meditation. Oh yeah. First, we don't know how to do that, but slowly, gradually, we know how to. Not caught up external conditions. Stay with present moment. And that, you know, that means you know how to meditate. Definitely your mind is clear. And that means, and meditation is, and don't follow past yesterday, day before yesterday's experiences, ideas. Please mind, bring present moment awareness. Don't go past. Be present. And then don't go future. Your mind is stuck in the future. Tomorrow and this morning, tomorrow, this afternoon, projects, anything. Please don't go there. Please bring mind present moment awareness. Be present. And then leave your mind alone means don't go after conditions, sounds, images. But time to time, you may go there and maybe you come back, present moment. That's it. Meditation is if you go after conditions, sound, then just come back, stay with just this moment awareness. Only you, your job is leave your mind alone, try to stay there, present moment awareness, and then that's what we need to do. That's the meditation experience. And then each time we are more meditating, we are learning. You know, we are learning slowly, slowly. No one's meditating. Say, people think meditation is easy. You know, like that's really, oh, can do that. Then it's any time. Then it's, they're supposed to be all thoughts are disappears. Not it's we are slowly, slowly progress. There's progression. I think it's very important knowing that there's progression slowly, slowly you enter deep experience. And then it's, today's New Year. And then this year, I think we improve our mind, improve our meditation. I think that's the goal. And then I hope everybody to home. And I think number one is you can put a shrine room, meditation room. That's very important. Designate. You know, like you have office. You know, it cannot work like couch. You're just working. You need office. Yeah, there's a designate office, and you know you go there. Your job is just working. You know, and then it's fun. But you just mix with, you know, and relax and work. Same place is hard to work, you know, when doing working or relaxing, you know. You know, very confused. They have office. Similarly, you know, also you can, anywhere you can practice, but you have very designate some areas, shrine room. This is my practice meditation. You can put statues, and you can put shrine room, flowers, very comfortable cushion somewhere there, and that supports your practice. It's very important. Some around your house, you know, there's a room. I was went to a few years ago, I said many people went to their places, set up shrine rooms, meditation rooms. And I even talk about here, the book here inside, how to set up shrine room. And I think that's important. And then you go there and you practice meditation, pristine mind. And then, you know, then we have end of this month, we have another, you know, I think you need to do one, two times, you know, a group, and then you can do yourself. I think that's very important because it's like body, mind. And also, entire experiences and to do with our consciousness. But number one priority is, you know, our consciousness become pure, pristine, and that's good when we live, that's good when we die, that's when we go after death. I think there's not much to do, we are getting old, our physical body, you know. But there's so many things we can do, our consciousness, awareness, and then we can transform our consciousness. That's very wonderful, you know, thing. Then, you know, I think there's more to say that, you know, our consciousness level and put best place. And there's, you know, Tibetan Book of Death. And let's talk about what is really not, what is when you live, what do you do, your consciousness. And when you die, what do you do, your consciousness. And there's so many different things you can do. But the one is to do every day, practice pristine mind. And when we are here, and when we can do here, and doing the practice. It's very important. I recommend. Then I hope everybody gets some experience. And that's my hope. And that's good. Then Happy New Year, and we are finished today. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.